Quarter to six from BBC Radio Derby. What a voice. Sam Smith and Stay With Me. I'm Steve Jordan. The government has been marking World Mental Health Day with new measures to help reduce suicide rates in England, including the appointment of what's thought to be the world's first Minister for Suicide Prevention. Jackie Doyle Price will lead an effort to reduce the number of people taking their own lives. 4,500 do so every year in England alone. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says men in particular need to be more honest about mental health concerns.
The prevalence of suicide has fallen over the last 7 years, but it's still going, it's fallen much more for women than for men, and getting men to talk about mental health problems and depression they might have, and that being normal in society, is a big part of the answer too.
A new mental health service was launched in Derby at the start of this month. The service, named Derby City Lifelinks, is a support and recovery service with a dedicated website and information line. And Christine Lawrence is from the Richmond Fellowship, who deliver the service for Derby City Lifelinks. Good evening, Christine.
Good evening.
So if you can just explain what help Derby City Lifelinks offers to people with mental health issues, please.
Well, it's focused on peer support and recovery service, and it aims to widen the reach for people who have mental health conditions, both low level and more complex. And we do that in a range of options. So we have a free phone number, which is manned Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, with options on that for people who ring out of hours. And we have this dedicated website. And on the website, it's able to signpost and navigate people to a variety of support and self-help groups, as well as self-refer. So if people are needing or requiring more intense one-to-one support or group support, we then deliver that. So it's about widening an offer to the people of Derby and being able to access that in a variety of options.
Okay, does this mean that you're the first point of contact for people or family members who might have concerns about mental health?
We can be that first point of contact, and then we can signpost them to the appropriate service if that's needed. So it could be that people don't necessarily need to contact mental health services or the statutory services, and we can give them support in order for them to build their emotional resilience and look at some coping strategies so they can manage their well-being themselves.
Over the last 2, 3, 4 years, we're hearing more and more that it's men, us fellows, that are finding it harder to talk about mental health. Do you agree with that? Is it mainly women that you're helping at the moment?
No, our service actually has a really good spread across male and females and all ages. I think this service particularly will support the younger element, and I think they've always found it quite difficult to access services or to really understand maybe what's available. And having a website and an automated chatbot, it actually looks at those people who are probably more tech savvy than my age group. And also it allows people to access help without necessarily speaking to somebody, and I think that's probably particularly relevant for the male population and the younger population.
So you're a local organisation. Do you think that more needs to be done to support projects like this?
I think Derby City and the Southern Derbyshire CCJ have really put their money where their mouth is, and they really value this type of service in order for people to start managing their wellbeing better. So we're really pleased to have been awarded the contract and to work in conjunction with them.
So we're talking to you primarily really because it's World Mental Health Day today.
Yeah.
And this dedicated day, which is getting more popular as years go by, thanks to social media, etc. So do dedicated days like today help us talk about mental health more? It certainly seems far more so today, particularly on Twitter, for instance.
I think so, yes. And I think what's really good is that it is World Mental Health Day, but much more, it's seen as World Mental Health Week. So you've got events and things going on for the whole of the week, which also allows far more people to access it. So Definitely. I've been within mental health services for a lot of years, and I've seen that increase of that popularity for World Mental Health Day grow and grow. And we are talking about it more, particularly, you know, it's normalised, it's becoming normalised, which is what needs to happen.
Now, you mentioned right at the beginning there that you had a phone number to call. There might be people listening now who think, do you know what, I might give this a go and break down some barriers and need to talk to somebody. Could you give me the phone number, please, so that people can help be helped by you?
Of course I can. It's 0800 032 202.
So that's 0800 0322 202. Okay?
That's it. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for being on tonight. That's Christine Lawrence from the Richmond Fellowship, who deliver the service from Derby City Lifelinks.